Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, a guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred.
Welcome to you, too, as well. The rain has subsided. Well,
not everywhere. It's bad weather all over the country, just about, don't you think?
Let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was doing my Sean Hannity.
It subsided here in beautiful California, and I see that you survived the torrential downpour.
We've had a lot of rain in Southern California. We do this show from Hollywood, and we've had like over 12 inches after the first of the year at my home alone, where I have a massive Horn Weather Center, and I take measurements.
Well, you also have your dog out there. You have a little, he has a bathing cap and a life preserver around at all times.
That's right.
In case he has to hit the water.
That's very true. It's a she, by the way. That's why she gets a little nervous around you, because you always like to call her a he.
A he, yes. You know, you get a 50-50 chance.
That's right. How's your week going? What's been going on for you?
It's okay. It's like anything else, you know, as time goes on and your kids and your grandkids are away, you haven't had a chance to really call or to visit and to catch up with what everybody's doing. So I've been doing that the last couple of days and catching up with my daughter. You know, they live in Oklahoma.
Yes.
And the kids are fine. Grandkids are fine. As long as that's okay, you know, everybody's well, healthy.
Health is the big deal.
Then,
it really is.
You know, you're free to go.
Yeah, that is very true.
You know, so I've been doing that.
We'll be talking to them on today's show, because we'll talk about Todd Gurley and whether his health was okay in the Super Bowl. We'll talk a little Colin Kaepernick on the show today. We'll get your thoughts on this and so much more. Email Fred Dreyer at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you can get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, a five-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Geber, sent you. harrys.com/worldsoccer to go get your Harry's razors.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Hi to everybody on Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick's channel. Everybody at Sports Byline and at CRN Digital Talk Radio, our networks that carry this show, all our individual stations, glad to have you with us here today. The star of our show is the one and only Fred Dreyer. Freddie, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Let's talk with a little bit about Colin Kaepernick, probably one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the he's got an icon jersey. We'll have that for you. We'll tell you that story. Anyway, let's talk about Colin.
Well, you know, Colin recently came to a settlement with the National Football League for taking his rights away to play football.
Settlement? Back up the armored car, for gosh sakes.
Blackballing him because he was cheated, you know, out of his rights,
yes.
Whatever they were.
Yep.
And but here's what's interesting. There's the word collusion, and they're saying now that because that Kaepernick, was involved in kneeling for the express purpose of bringing awareness to the issue of white cops beating up and murdering black people.
Right.
Black men. That he's going to kneel until that's resolved. Yeah. Till all of racism is fixed. So that never happened. And as I mentioned before, Kaepernick never once addressed to the press. He was never asked by the press. He was never confronted. He was never talked. He never talked to the ownership that we know of. Ownership has been mum on this subject.
Right.
They just kind of ignored it. And in the meantime, Kaepernick had a couple of meetings, a couple of phone calls. I think Pete Carroll at Seattle had him come up there and watched him throw. And so he was looked at by a couple of people. But the overview is he was not in favor in the league. And the league, it's interesting, is the league never wasn't smart. They're never smart in this. Remember the baseball collusion some 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, when the free agent class became available to be signed.
Right.
Not one received an offer. That's collusion. Okay? And so they got a huge, huge spanking plus a fine.
Right.
Okay. Well, ownership. If I'm the owner of a football team, and I don't want to sign somebody, I'm going to say, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to offer you a certain amount of money that I think you deserve, that we can afford. And I'm going to offer you $5 million to come into camp and to be a part of the 49ers, let's say. He can turn it down, but he can't claim collusion. And what the ownership didn't do here in this case was make the guy an offer. He should have had two or three or four offers from teams, and they could have handled this thing and protected themselves from an obvious lawsuit that finally hit here. Kaepernick and his attorneys sued the National Football League. He got the okay from the Players Association to do it. He got a blessing, and they said, "You know, you cheated him because he's protesting, and so we're going to sue you because he has the right to protest." And so there wasn't one owner that had any brains whatsoever to say, you know something, this guy's going to sue us, and he's not going to sue us for collusion. We don't think he can play. We think he's kind of a dope. We don't like his leadership qualities. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to offer him. We're going to get 5 or 6 teams to offer him, you know, a paltry sum, or they can offer him whatever they want. And at the end of training camp, cut him. Let him play in some games. Just cut him. And they could have dodged a lawsuit.
That's what you think they should have done to dodge that lawsuit.
Because they know they're going to get hit with a lawsuit by this guy,
right,
and denying him the right to earn a living. Well, he can show up in camp.
Yeah.
He was offered a couple of contracts. They weren't up to his liking, but they didn't collude to keep him from working as a quarterback.
That's true.
And there's a million guys who can claim collusion when they get fired or when they get cut by a team, you know. So, you know, the league gets together and says, I'm, as an independent contractor, one of 32 contractors says, I like Colin Kaepernick, so I'm going to give him, I'm going to make him an offer. I don't like him. I'm not going to give him a $15, $18 million like his previous contract. I'll give him $6 million. And I think that's what he'll be worth to us. I'll offer it to you. He can either take it or he can reject it. He can come to camp and earn his way. He can have an incentive contract that'll get him back up to where he gets. He might come in and surprise people and say, hey, the guy's pretty good. He's got a performance bonus. He's going to go from 6 to 8.5. Okay, so you're doing business with somebody. The league is really bad. It's like the city of Los Angeles. Every single time somebody sues the city of Los Angeles,
they just pay the money.
They just collapse.
It is. Ooh, gosh,
they set the precedent of being robbed, and the people of California here in Los Angeles now say, you know what, all I have to do now is if I slip on City Hall steps,
I'm a millionaire.
I'm going to go down there, have my friend Mike Horn put a banana peel out there, and I'm going to come in, I'm going to run up the steps, and I'm going to slip on it, and I'll take a fall, and I'll get cut up, and I'll do that. But I'm going to sue you for $5 million.
And I'll wear the MAGA hat, too, make America great again, so we can
that's what you'll
put,
do.
Put that in there. Yeah.
But I mean, the point is, I don't want to spend all day on this, but Colin Kaepernick, you know, milked it.
He did.
You've got Nike again coming around.
Oh,
circling around, making iconic jerseys of the guy.
Wait, now hold on a second. This guy is no more an icon in the NFL. He may be a little more than I am, but for God's sakes, he had one good season. He stunk after that. He didn't come back. Nobody offered him anything, and now Nike has got a jersey for him to wear because they say he's one of the most inspirational athletes of this generation. Really?
That's propaganda.
You think this is an inspirational athlete?
That's government football.
You know, what about Peyton Manning? Come on. You know, what about John Elway? Come on. What about Joe Montana? What about Vince Ferragamo?
Well, I would never use Kaepernick as an example against those people because it weakens your argument. All I would say is that Colin Kaepernick is incompetent. He doesn't have the leadership qualities that I want for my team. I offered him a contract because I'd like to know. Did Pete Carroll offer this guy a contract? From what my memory is, I could be wrong. I stand corrected. But didn't somebody say he turned down an offer by the Seahawks? That's not collusion.
What is he? And he got all this big payout that no one's talking about because that's part of the deal. You don't know. So is he going to take that money then and correct the right that he wanted to talk about? Is he going to help those people that are being oppressed by the police? Is he going to come out and donate money to this fund?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's on the beach somewhere sipping on a cool one, if you know what I'm talking about. Colin Kaepernick. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm glad we don't have to talk about this guy, I hope, anymore. We'll continue in the Sports Lounge.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
cannot wait. I'm getting ready for baseball season. Pitchers and catchers are there at spring training. It's happening in Florida. It's happening in Arizona. I'm going down to watch my Dodgers and Angels. I'm going to be I'm going down there late this weekend to watch some games over there and see how Dave Roberts is putting the team together. They got a new pitcher out there, a new center fielder. But look at these Padres, will you? They pulled the trigger on Manny Machado, $300 million that they're giving him, Fred Dreyer. What do you think about that one?
Well, look, I guess they've decided to get into the hunt. There's not a lot of all the teams that are viable, the Dodgers lead the pack.
Right.
Then you drop down to the number two team in the division up until this signing is probably Colorado. The Giants are kind of flattened out, dead in the water, as are the Padres. But now the Padres sign Machado. So what does that do to the Padres? Well, I mean, it helps them tremendously. They've got some good hitters down there, and but they're a little shy in pitching. But
true.
They got a good minor league system, so they should be okay in the next year or two. And if they go out, I don't know what are they still in the market for other players? Probably so.
Yeah, we always are. Every team,
but there's
be.
An awful lot of free agents out there that could help them. That could make the difference. And by the way, you know, very very quickly, you know, they could turn that franchise around and give the Dodgers a bad time.
Get a little pitching, right? There you go.
They go out and get a couple of pitchers. You know, there's what's his name? The guy from Cleveland. What's his name?
Yeah, Kuber. You were talking about him. Yeah, Corey.
Yeah, Corey Kieber.
Kuber. Yeah. Anyway, this deal with Machado and the San Diego Padres, 10-year deal worth $300 million, but they must have been listening to your show here, the Sports Lounge, with yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer, because they have an opt-out provision after the fifth year. So that is a pretty good deal. I would do that's a pretty good deal. And I don't know if that's for Machado's behalf, but I hope it's for the Padres, because if the guy stinks and he's injured and you're stuck paying him for 10 years, you want an opt-out in there and say, hey, thank you very much, see you later.
Well, so, remember, if he's hurt and he can't perform, and they say, here comes the fifth year, and they say, this is the opt-out year.
He's going to play like crazy.
But here's my question. Does that opt-out – it doesn't work for ownership, does it?
Well, it's probably for Machado, but here's the deal. The White Sox were trying to get him, and I don't think Machado wanted to play for him. The White Sox executive VP, Kenny Williams, said he believed that his club, the White Sox, were in the driver's seat for Machado after there was this bidding war. The Yankees offered around $240 million, so they're saying.
For 10 years?
Yeah, for 10 years. And then now the Kenny Williams is saying that, quoting him, I'm wearing my shades so you can't see the shock in my eyes. And the Athletics, they were going after him. And everybody was probably putting some deals in there, but he is going to be a Padre. This is a big deal for the Padres. You know, the O'Malley family has a percentage of that team, and they're playing the getting into the money there, a little free agency.
Well, again, every team does what they do. Good luck. But the Dodgers are going after the seventh Western Division title, and hopefully they go back to, you know,
the World Series.
But they've got to finish signing people. The Dodgers have one or two people they should go out and take a look at. It's pitchers. You know, it used to be.
You want pitching, don't you?
I want another starter.
I want relievers, and the Dodgers did that. They got the guy from Boston, so it's like that guy.
Well, that guy's good.
He's good, and that strengthened their bullpen. That's what you need to win nowadays, because I'm telling you, forget starting pitching. What do they throw? Four innings? Five innings? Come on, I can go out there and give you four or five innings. Then you got to have a guy in the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth.
Well, Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly will come in.
Joe Kelly will do a job for them.
He'll come in and play well for them.
And Corey Seager's back for the Dodgers now at shortstop, so that's why they didn't make a huge play
for
Manny Machado.
That's like signing a free agent.
Right? To get him back? Am I right?
I think it is.
I think you're right about that.
It's like signing.
I think you're right.
It's like signing a free agent.
Yep.
So they're, they're going to be, here's what's going to happen. They got rid of, you know, these guys, Matt Kemp and Yasiel Puig, and they got rid of these other guys.
Yep.
But they went from a platooning team to a team that has a regular starting lineup now.
You're talking about the Padres.
I'm talking about the Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah, you're right, because they were platooning a lot. So
yeah,
now
think that caught up with them over the years.
You do? Why do you think platooning catches up?
Because it's just, you know, you keep changing the batting order.
I like that in today's baseball.
Well, you can do it if you want for strategic purposes,
right.
But they're stuck. They've got left-handed batters that can't hit left-handed pitchers.
That's true.
So they had to go out and get some right-handed hitters.
I'd make sure I got people that batted left and right, you know, and that's, then I'd
well,
they,
well, them. Well, you know, I mean, you know, you've got and what's his name? I think could be the first guy to go, and that's Peterson,
Jock Peterson.
I think
where there
he
was
could
rumors
be. I think
he was
could be packaged up and moved on out of there. He's a left-hander and he's good, but I mean, he have to platoon him with right-handed pitchers.
Well, they're saying the Padres still have a little bit of work to do because, you know, they've got Machado, but the Yankees, the Phillies also were looking to get in on that deal over there. And so now the Padres are maybe they've got a good infield and they're they've got that Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be playing for them. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Hey,
but we'll see. You never can tell.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure. Go right ahead.
Do you think now that Harper is going to try and break $300 million?
I think he'll try to get as much money as he can get anywhere. Whether they'll tell you how much it is or not, you know, they're not really telling you how much Manny Machado's got. They're not telling you about any of these deals. But I think if I'm out there and I know that the rumor is that he's getting $300 million, then I'm going to say I'm better than that. I want more money. It's already been told that Harper turned down deals for $300 million. So that final
figure,
I
don't think that's true. I think if someone said, "Here's $10 million for $300 million," I think he's taking it, even if it's in Chicago, dear old Chicago. What a bad organization!
The White Sox or the Cubs?
No, the White Sox.
There you go. Thank you. All right, we'll take a little break. Come back with more. It is the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, "I do." Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialist will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, "I do."
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us. We know you have choices for shows. Appreciate you spending time with us on Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick Channel, Sports Byline Radio Network, CRN Digital Talk Radio Network. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Email time, Fred. Gail says, "Dear Fred, so sad to hear of Don Newcomb's death on the Dodgers. I remember you sharing a story of sitting next to him at a Dodger game and just being in awe of this great man."
Yeah, Don was, I didn't know him that well, but when I would go to the games, Tommy Lasorda is the one that introduced me to him.
Yep.
And his wife, Karen, were very lovely people, and it's a big loss.
Andy says, "My dad, the Blade, also played for the Rams and really admired you when he was alive. Those two safeties in one quarter, wow. two safeties in one quarter in the same game.
That's that was a big day for everybody. Certainly me.
Andrea says, I've been a fan of the show Hunter since it began, and I want you to know your conservative thoughts makes me even happier. All the best.
Well, thank you. We need more conservatives out there to get active and push the message.
Scott says, great appearance on Mark Levin's show. And Bill says, Mr. Dreyer, enjoyed your interview with Mark Levin on the Fox News Channel. I recorded it, so just now watching it, glad to hear you're a conservative. I grew up and spent 36 years in the Tampa Bay area. I watched the Tampa Bay Bucks win their very first game in 1977 against the Saints. And he says, I remember when you sacked Doug Williams and broke his jaw. Is that true?
That wasn't me. That's a mistake.
That's a mistake?
I don't think I broke his jaw.
Okay. So this is pretty good. He said he watched the Bucks lose to the Rams 9-0 at the old Tampa Stadium in the NFC Championship.
The old sombrero.
Yeah, is that what they called it?
Yeah, the old sombrero.
Why did they call it
It looked like a freaking sombrero.
It did. It good there.
Yeah, yeah.
Gio said, Fred, saw you on Levin the other night. They're still talking about Mark Levin and you. You were on about a week ago or so. And your suggestion that President Trump should detail every dollar taken in by congressional members and how they voted and how the lobby has impacted various legislation and what stocks were held by the congressional member. Every bit of this data is documented on the opensecrets.org website. Did you know that? I didn't know that. That's good. The data goes back several years, and it tells a sad tale, my friend. So there you have it.
But but you have to make it mainstream. You have to make it part of the political narrative of the Republican Party.
Send your emails to us here, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. Spring is just around the corner, so now is the time to get those home projects done so you can spend spring and summer being with your loved ones. Home Advisor makes it easy to find the right pros for any project. Seriously, whether it's a small project like installing kitchen cabinets, next on my to-do list, or a big project like remodeling that kitchen, just go to homeadvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best pros in the area for your exact job. You can read customer reviews, check availability, even book appointments online. And with their project cost guide, you can check what others paid for similar jobs in your area. No matter what home project you've been thinking about, painting, getting your gutters cleaned, even a big job like a new roof, Home Advisor makes it easy to find and hire the best pros in your area. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmaier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. And no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for 10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers and for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Glad to have you with us. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the acting legend. Talk about an icon. If you want a jersey, here's the All-Pro defensive end. Great career with the New York Giants, where he signed a breath of fresh air with the New England Patriots. Then a great career with the Los Angeles Rams. And on top of that, you know, a color commentator for the NFL, and then into the acting hierarchy. That's where you really became the icon.
It's really the icon. Acting fray.
The acting fray, and you became the man of today in the fray. And let me just say, hey, you are the guy that I will pay to have his way. Anyway, so there you have a little poetry for my friend Fred Dreyer, because he was in Hunter, that iconic series. How many, 7 seasons on Hunter was it?
Yes.
And then movies for Hunter, your own production company, Land's End, the first guy to do syndicated television, and doing it in Cabo San Lucas.
First run
stuff, and then you're in Bumblebee, the movie. Let's get a sweatshirt for you that says Icon here. Come on, Nike.
Can I sue somebody for collusion?
You could. Yeah, I think you
I'm not on TV. I'm not doing a television show. Shouldn't I have a lawsuit?
Well, you got
ready
have,
to file,
but you got to have a complaint. You got to be. You
got
to. Well,
I've got a lot of those. I got a lot of.
Never
complaints.
Mind. Let's start about
I've
that.
I've got a lot of complaints.
Hey, we talked about this before. We had a doctor, a well-known doctor in Southern California, that basically said, "Hey, Todd Gurley of the Rams in that Super Bowl there against the New England Patriots was hurt, and he was going to have an operation." And now the story's out here now from his replacement there, C.J. Anderson. He says, hey, you know, there was a problem there. He said Gurley was really more hurt than what we thought. He was on FS1's Undisputed, and he said the injury was a little bit more than what everybody in the building thought, including himself. But Sean McVay, after the coach of the Rams, after the Super Bowl, said, well, he said, you know, Todd is healthy. We really just need a chance to get anybody going offensively, and that starts with me. Apparently his meniscus was bothering him, and his knee is in bad shape.
He may have an operation, from what we gather.
From what we gather, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and might have a little trim in there. So here's my point.
Yes.
He was asked time and time again over the last several months, because he hurt himself, according to Gurley.
Right.
He hurt himself in the Monday night game at the Coliseum against Kansas City. Remember that game?
That was the game, that big high-scoring
500
blowout.
To 400 game?
500 to 485, I think, was the
yes,
final score.
I think
score.
That's what the final score was. But nobody, you couldn't get a straight answer from anybody in the Ram organization.
That's true.
You couldn't get a straight answer from Gurley himself. And I'm kind of pissed off about that.
Take it easy.
I'm kind of upset about it, because once again, it's the failure of the local LA press. It's the worst sports press in America for a big city.
You want them to ask the questions that we want to know, and they don't ask those questions. Right?
Well, how can you have this guy who is the MVP of the league?
Right.
How can you have this guy not playing, but yet kind of jogging around out there, goes in for 2 or 3 plays, and comes back and says, no, I don't think I can. So why don't you go over there and get on the bike and ride the stationary bike? Go ride the stationary bike, and they'll cut away to you. Why don't you just say he's hurt? And he's going to probably have it looked at after the season's over with, but he's not suiting up because there's nothing he can do to help the team.
So here's the deal. I get the fact that in a Super Bowl, you don't want to let on that maybe one of your great players is hurt. You don't want to give that gift.
God.
But if he's not playing, they're going to figure it out anyway. And that shouldn't stop the press from asking the questions, is he hurt?
Just watch him run. If I'm playing defensive end for the Patriots and this guy comes into the huddle and they give him the ball, I said, I'm not going to worry about this guy. Look at this guy. He can't run. He can't cut. He's not doing the things he should do. If that guy was running, you'd know it.
Yeah, that's very true. And so that took that whole element of the game away and once again makes Bill Belichick look like the genius coach that he is, because he figured it out, as most of the people in the stadium did. Everybody kept saying.
Look, the scouting, that's why they scout. That's why these people know what's going on.
Correct, yeah.
You can't hide that injury, especially that guy. If you get a 53rd guy on the roster who has a bad knee, who cares? But you get Todd Gurley with a bad knee. He's had a bad knee since the Monday night game at the Coliseum when he hurt it. And he's been limping around. He hasn't progressed. And they wouldn't trust him running the ball, especially in traffic, which means between the tackles. And what are they going to do with him? You know, they can't do anything. So why did he suit up? But he suited it up, so therefore he expected to play.
That's right.
So why didn't the press, why didn't some reporter, there's that word again, why didn't some reporter say, I want to know what the hell's wrong with Todd Gurley? Why isn't he playing?
Get your thoughts on that. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppolis are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
In the Sports Lounge. Glad to have you all with us right here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211, bringing you all the great news behind the scenes in sports. So here's a story that was out this week, and, it's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. A lot of people don't know this about Fred, but you in high school were a strapping right-hander. You could really bring it to home plate, but you blew your arm out a little bit, didn't you, in high school, and then you went into football?
Okay.
Well, I'm just telling the audience a little background on you. You were a strapping right-hander. You could bring it in high school.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the deal. Yeah. I'm going to talk a little baseball because I think this has been prevalent. I think this has cost a lot of teams some wins. They didn't say who's been cheating, but there have been signs that have been stolen. One of the ways they're doing this are in-house cameras at the baseball diamond. They got in-house cameras that they put up out in center field so they can read the sign coming from the catcher going out to the pitcher, and then they relay that to the batter, and all of a sudden, if they know the sign sequence and they can figure it out, they know they're getting a curve, a fastball, whatever it might be. Now, we know the Houston Astros were cheating. We know they went in there and were stealing Cardinals information, going online, taking a lot of stuff, so they were laughing and giggling and doing all this stuff. I think good teams are able to take signs. Of course, if you got a runner at second base, that's a license to try to look and flash something out. But they're going to outlaw. Rob Manfred, Commissioner Rob, says that they got new directives in place this year, and they're going to make sure there are no in-house cameras.
By God, they're going to make sure that they clean this sport up.
I don't know if they'll do that.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. But don't you think this is a big deal? Come on.
No.
The TV cameras that they usually show on the games, those are now usually on an 8-second delay. Ever try to take your TV and watch the game at the ballpark? If you get it on an over-the-air channel, it ain't going to work. So I'm telling you, this is...
What does that mean, an 8-second delay? How does that affect the game?
Because then you can't, if it's on an 8-second delay, somebody can't see the signal and then relay it to the battery. The guy'd have to step out of the box all the time. But if you got your own in-house camera in the studio, in the ballpark, then they can go ahead and watch that and then
the most
flash it out.
The most telltale behavior
yes.
for somebody who winds up on second base with one or two outs or three outs or
true.
Whatever it might be is the eye test.
The eye test. What's
the
that?
The eye test.
Okay.
That is to pay attention to what tell a pitcher and a catcher have, because they all have them.
Give me an
Do
example.
You know what I mean?
Explain to us. What are you talking about? The eye test.
Well, if I'm up at the plate,
right.
I'm looking at the pitcher from one angle.
Correct.
I can either get a feel for what he's throwing, what he likes to throw by studying him,
yep.
and then having experiences in the past with him. So all of everything that goes into my personal computer about that guy and about the catcher is there for me to decipher. Now, if I happen to get on second base and I now start looking this way, I can now start to see things that I think might give me information
right.
to relay to the batter
correct.
Presently at the plate.
Correct. So that's the key
thing.
That still
the best holds
way.
True.
Been since
that
the,
still
the
is the
time.
Way it is.
That's right.
And if you ask Oral Hershiser, he'll break it down for you, you know, in terms of how he has to be careful, how pitchers have to be careful of the little tip-offs and the little tells. It's slight. He was telling his story this last year about how he held his glove. Was it open to the batter or was it more closed? When it was more closed, it was a fastball. When it was open a little bit, it was a breaking ball. And he picked it up on the screen.
Watching himself.
And so they're always doing that, just like in football. You know, they always tell you, you know, the quarterback will tell you, you know, or they'll tell the quarterback, you know, hey, look at you. You can't start bailing out from under the center, you know, and tip off the lineman.
I mean, let's bring this sport of baseball up into the new millennium here, and let's put hearing devices and microphones so we can say, boom. You know, and somebody knows a fastball, the catcher and the pitcher can be in communication with the vocal device.
There's too many ways of relaying information, and it's like the CIA, you know, operating the cameras for the baseball games. And it's just too much. It's just overkill. It's like we're going to find out who deflated those balls because there's a championship that was taken away from, you know, the Baltimore
right.
Colts or whoever it might be, the New England, Indianapolis Colts. And so the fact is, you still have to play. You know, are you telling me that stealing those signs is going to now be the reason the team wins? They've been doing this since Ty Cobb stole second base with his cleats.
Well, that's very true, but it's gotten a little more mechanized now because they're using the cameras.
It doesn't make any difference. Behavior of the players is what matters.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling you.
No, but it's just it's idiotic.
Okay.
All of this stuff, all of this crap, you know, all the information that they're doing for us to purify the game when these guys, owners, are the biggest gamblers, all of these guys are, you know, and they're sitting there telling us we're going to really report the news. At the same time, you can't find out what happened to Todd Gurley.
Are you through? Now you feel better now, right? Because those reporters aren't asking the questions. That's all. It's all part of the game. We'll ask your opinions on this. Send us some emails. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thank you again so much for joining us here on the show. I'm Michael Horn, again with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, some more emails. Tony says, incredible interview tonight. Good to hear your thoughts on today's world. I agree 100%. My wife and I loved and never miss one episode of Hunter. I have to admit, I'm a bit biased being a retired police officer.
Oh, great. I'm sure you enjoyed Hunter. Yep. You're up on everything that's happening here in the old United States.
Doug Mitchell says, I enjoyed you on Life, Liberty, and Levin. I always enjoyed Hunter. Watched you every week. Thank you for reading my email.
Well, thank you very much for tuning in.
Russell says, I'm a former athlete and airline professional. Can definitely relate to your story. It's sickening how people are ignorant about disabilities and brain damage from football. Thanks, brother. I always love watching you play football, and a great interview with Mark Levin.
Thanks so very much. I really appreciate it.
You got a letter this week from... a gentleman here that is writing into you, and he is talking about various things that I guess we've talked about here on the show. And if I can find his letter here, I'll read it to you. He says, my name is Michael, and I had the pleasure of chatting with you a while back when you substituted on Robert Conrad's show on CRN. I'm 61. I remember your NFL career. I also enjoyed your acting, as did my father. He says, I agree Pete Rose should be in Cooperstown. You still agree with that, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so that's a good one. And he says also that he does have one slight disagreement with you regarding Edgar Martinez. He says, I moved to Seattle in 1985 and watched Edgar's entire career. The DH is a valid position, and he deserves his honor. He was an integral part of the golden age of Griffey, Johnson, A-Rod, and the rest. He says, I remember a quote by Ted Williams saying, Edgar Martinez was the best right-handed hitter he'd ever seen.
Well, that's certainly a compliment. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, he also says, finally he recalls in the recesses of his mind a mini documentary you made on your cross-country drive when you were traded from the Giants to the Rams. Did you do that, Fred? Did you have that?
Yeah, NFL Films made it a little cavalcade program, and it ended with me out in a dune on a dune buggy out in Palm Springs.
That's good stuff. All right, we got to get out of here, and thank everybody. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, listen, it's another great show. Great being with you. See you next time.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.